We're on the telephone this morning with Ben Hancock, director of the Wheat Quality Council. And Ben is one of the participants in this week's hard wheat quality tour of Kansas, Colorado, Nebraska areas. Ben, you started the tour earlier this week. What have you seen so far? Give us a general report, first of all.
Well, we've only completed one day, and that was yesterday. We actually started, we had a kickoff meeting and training on Monday night, and then Tuesday morning, 20 cars took off on six different routes, and some of them went up into Nebraska, and then most of them were just in north central over to Colby, Kansas. And our average for the whole day out of 277 stops was 43.8 bushel, which seems kind of high. Last year at the same day, the same amount of stops approximately, we had a 53-plus bushel average, so we're down about 10 bushel from a year ago. But, you know, there's some pretty good wheat in the central part of both Kansas and up into the southern tier of Nebraska counties at least. That wheat was probably in the 50 bushel range. The minute we ran out of that and got further west, we got some people actually got yields at zero. We got a lot of yields in the teens, and it's probably not going to make that much unless it continues to rain an awful lot, which it hadn't done much of lately. So, you know, there's a lot of wheat that the only thing they got going for them is it's probably too late and too dry to plant anything else. So they're probably going to harvest a lot more of that wheat than they normally would. They would probably tear that up and plant something, corn, milo, something, sunflowers, anything. But, you know, they don't have enough moisture to plant another crop, so I'm guessing they're probably going to harvest a lot of that pretty bad wheat.
Now, you think, you said the 43.8 bushel estimate, you think that's seems still kind of high?
It seems high to me from what I saw, but I didn't spend very much time in the central part of the state where they had some really good yields, you know, in the 60s. And it's that wheat is still pretty good. The problem is they're still in a drought area, and if it doesn't rain continually, you know, in the right time frame, that wheat's not going to be as good as it looks today either.
Now, the northern areas there are probably not affected as much by freeze damage as what you're going to see going south into Kansas, right?
Right. We saw some just on the Kansas-Nebraska border. We started to see the freeze damage. And what it did, that wheat was, you know, very small when it froze. And it froze it right back to the ground. So you got all these dead tillers laying there, just all brown and tangled up. And then you got new ones trying to come up through that. And, of course, there's not near as many of them there now that have re-tillered as there was before it started. So along with being too dry when they planted it last fall, then it got froze off. But we saw a lot of freeze damage, and we're seeing it right now, and we're getting close to Dighton, Kansas, east of Scott City. And we saw it all the way from Colby down to here. It's almost all the same. You know, it's just in the teens or somewhere in there. Less than 20 bushel, and it may not make that, you know, because by the time it's only 8 inches tall, so by the time that wheat that is there, if they get enough moisture to keep it alive, you know, by the time it's flowering and heading and flowering, it's going to be 100 degrees, and it's not going to be as good as it looks today.
I saw one comment from the tour saying the drought is probably a much more of a factor than the freeze has been.
Well, I think it is because, you know, this freeze, if you had headed wheat or wheat that was, you know, near and headed and it froze it, you know, that wheat's probably dead. But this wheat that it froze, most of it was not very mature. You know, it's 2 or 3 weeks behind normal. So most of that stuff would have come back and looked pretty decent if it had enough moisture, which it doesn't. And I think that's the issue. I agree with those farmers. Most of them are telling us that, you know, they're more concerned about the drought than they were the freeze.
But as we always say, wheat seems to have 9 lives or more, and it's going to keep fighting back.
Yeah, it will. And you know, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to try to estimate out here, because you just really have no clue. You know, There's enough tillers there to make a decent wheat crop, but it's got to have some pretty good, pretty near perfect weather, I think.
Ben, any other observations? Anything else that we need to know for today?
No, it's just a lovely day here. It's 40 degrees, and wind's blowing 30 miles an hour, and it's raining.
Nice spring day.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
At least it's not snowing yet.
Not yet.